Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Let's go around the NFL to keep you in the loop. This is Houston's sports leader, Sports Radio 610.
Antonio Brown is supporting Stephon Diggs. He has voiced his support of Stephon Diggs. This was after Stephon Diggs liked a tweet that called Bills Mafia the worst fan base in sports. Antonio Brown supporting the wide receiver for your Houston Texans.
Yeah, is that the sport you want?
Probably not.
Is that the cosign you want?
You probably want to distance yourself.
Yeah.
Although I am enjoying the Antonio Brown.
I feel guilty.
Back and forth with DeMar Hamlin.
I feel
what? DeMar Hamlin's alive. He's well. He's fine.
I know.
You can make fun of him.
But it's cruel.
You can say he sucks at football.
Some of that stuff.
Why is that hard for people to admit? He's terrible.
Well,
he's not good.
Yeah, he's not great. But he's also had a couple of issues here.
He's alive.
Yeah, he's had an issue or two.
But he's alive and he's well. He's living. He's thriving. Well, he's not good at football. Antonio Brown's having fun with him.
So you're sitting there and defending Antonio Brown's tweets?
I'm not defending him. I'm just saying, like, he said. Let me put it this way. He has said way worse, and he'll say way worse than
yes.
DeMar Hamlin sucks at football.
Yes.
Now that is that all he said? I thought he said something else.
I'm focusing on him saying that he sucks at football.
He posted a video. Was it today? I think it was today. Of, you know how they have those kids with special needs that they allow in the spring game to, like, score a touchdown? You know, like a little kid or whatever, and he fulfills a lifelong dream?
Yeah.
He was... I don't even want to say it. Just
don't
say
it.
Yeah.
Don't say it.
He just said that was DeMar Hamlin fake punt, right?
Why am I laughing?
Terrell Suggs, former Baltimore Raven. He was arrested on Tuesday, and this was as a result of a March incident in which he allegedly brandished a gun and threatened to kill a man during an argument at a Scottsdale, Arizona. Wait for it. Not a nightclub. Not a road rage incident. Not at the grocery store. Not in the neighborhood.
Figgy could have been there.
At an Arizona Starbucks.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Terrell Suggs
be going down to Starbucks, man.
Pulled out the
y'all
gun.
Don't be knowing.
And threatened to kill a guy. According to the court documents, TMZ obtained the altercation happened at a drive-thru.
Oh, was it the drive-thru? I didn't see that part.
At the coffee joint.
It be going down, man.
At around 12:28 on March 10th. In the docs, officials say Suggs had driven past the ordering speaker. And when he put his Range Rover in reverse to remedy the situation, he made contact with another man's vehicle.
Okay.
Although there was apparently no damage to the car, cops say both drivers exited their vehicles. Man, you imagine exiting your vehicle
and you see Terrell Suggs?
And an argument ensued, but the two eventually returned to their sides and made their orders. However, as Suggs was about to leave the area, he allegedly flipped off the man, which authorities say kicked off another verbal argument. According to the docs, the man swore at Suggs before the ex-NFL player challenged him to a fight.
Oh, Lord.
The former Baltimore Ravens pass rusher allegedly then called the man a P-word. wait, a P-word ass cracker.
Yes, yes.
Before adding, I'll kill your
bleep ass.
B-ass.
Yeah.
As Suggs then pulled out to leave, officials say he flashed a black handgun in his left hand outside of the driver's window. The handgun was never pointed at the victim, officials wrote in the docs, and was just merely shown. Still, authorities say the man believed Suggs, who was accused of getting getting physical with the man, was threatening him. The man reported the incident to the police a short time later, and according to authorities, the entire incident was captured on a dash cam recorder. Do your work, TMZ.
Of course it was.
Do your work, TMZ.
Of course it was.
He was booked on two charges, one felony count of disorderly conduct involving weapons and one misdemeanor count threatening or intimidating. He appeared before a judge on Tuesday evening, and after a quick hearing, he was released. Suggs through EAG Sports. His representative issued a statement on the incident to TMZ Sports and says he was in fear of his safety. Quote, I was in a quiet area of Scottsdale in the middle of the day in a Starbucks drive-thru near my home when the incident happened with the vehicle behind me. I was getting coffee. Okay, that's good to know.
Mm-hmm.
I was not looking for any trouble. When the man in the other vehicle escalated the situation, I feared for my safety, not knowing what his intentions were. Throughout the incident, I was the one who felt in danger while fearing I would be followed home and for the safety of my family nearby at my residence. Close quote.
There's an awful lot to unpack.
I gotta see this video.
There's an awful lot to unpack on this thing.
I gotta see this. When's this gonna drop?
Yeah, it will.
This week, right?
It will. TMZ will have it by this afternoon. When you get home, you'll see it. Don't you watch TMZ in the evenings?
I watch it every night.
Yeah, you'll see it. You'll see it then. So a lot to unpack here. First of all, Starbucks? Figgy goes down like that at Starbucks?
Hey, dude, somebody threw a drink at me.
Get out.
Yeah. Their Frappuccino wasn't right, and they was looking at me because I don't know how to make the drinks at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And so she accused me of just standing around doing nothing. And I'm like, ma'am, I can't make a drink. It's not going to come out good.
Mm-hmm.
And she was in the drive-thru, so she came around the drive-thru, came in, and threw the drink at me.
Dude. Okay, so there's one thing.
Wow.
I feel like you deserved it.
Second thing, as soon as Terrell Suggs steps out of the car, it's over.
Yeah, I'm done.
It's over, right?
Yeah.
So what was...
Sorry about that, buddy.
Yeah. My bad. Let me buy your coffee. I'll pay it forward.
Road rage ain't worth it, man.
Yeah, so
it's not worth it. Someone honks at you, just put go 10 and 2 and chill. Yeah. Or just give a sorry wave.
Yeah, so that's number two.
It's all peace.
Then there's Suggs did back up and hit him, you know, allegedly.
Yeah.
But still, like, just okay, no harm, no foul.
All right, bye.
Yeah, we'll see you later.
Thanks, man.
And then if you really want to fight with anybody at a Starbucks, fight with those people that stay on their laptop for 4 hours while they're drinking one cup of coffee. I hate those people.
A lot of loitering going on there.
I hate those people.
A lot of people go get business done at coffee shops.
Yeah.
Which I think is interesting. I had some dude, it was right there at that Bank of America. He was backing up, and it was a weird backup. So I was just driving straight, and he almost hit me. It wasn't even my fault. What are you doing, sir?
Mm-hmm.
Just pull up. And then I was going in the ATM line, and I go in there, and he's like coming up to my passenger side, like yelling. I was like, "What's the end game here? You want me to get out of the car?
Exactly.
Like, what are you trying to do? Like, what what can I do for you, bud?"
Yeah, exactly.
Because I would have stomped his ass like a damn bug. This little guy, which is why you don't like. It's me. You're lucky. It's me. But you come up to the wrong guy's passenger side, and you're threatening him while he's in his car.
Yeah, that's.
And that could go a lot
plus
worse.
You don't know who
like,
that is.
What is your end game?
Like, you don't know who that is.
That's what
it's
I was
not
saying.
Not worth it.
That's
man.
Exactly. I said, hey, you goofy dumbass.
Yeah.
Like, what are you trying to get here? Like, what do you want me
you
to do?
You don't know what you got.
What do you want?
Yeah.
Like, what is going on here?
And you don't know what he has.
And it was his fault.
Yeah.
And you're coming up on me? Like, come on, man.
Mm-hmm.
It's not. It's road rage is crazy, man. People die from that.
All the time.
Tavondre Sweat. Apparently, his car rolled over. Details just keep getting added here. His Ford Bronco flipped on its side after he was arrested 4 a.m. Sunday morning. He collided with a blue Dodge sports car on a Texas highway at around 4:41 Sunday. The Dodge hit his Bronco from behind, causing it to lose control, roll over, and eventually come to a stop on its side. Florio's trying to, like, estimate how much he was drinking and how much a guy his size has to drink.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean? Like, does that change anything for you? Like,
I think it changes, like, how drunk was he? Because a .08, I mean, all due respect to the law, that's not that much, right? And that's the legal limit.
Yeah.
But if it's a .16, .18, .20,
yeah,
well, you're wasted.
But
yeah,
the whole, like, how much did he have to drink? It's all, I mean,
I think that's what he's getting at.
His body's big, though.
He's a really big dude. He would have to drink a lot. I also think.
But does that change? Like, does that change what you think of it?
I think it does for some people. Yeah, I think it does. But the other part of this is that, and we'll get more details on this as well. Like, the Dodge hit his car. I'm curious if there's any video of that anywhere. Like, was that a road rage thing? You know how people, like, start chasing you down, which is another idiotic thing. Like, when you have road, a lot of times, like, they start chasing you or whatever. Who knows? There's a lot of questions here, too.
NFL, it's in Brazil. Green Bay versus Philly, Friday, September 6th. How about that? Brazil. Trying to grow the game to Brazil.
I think it's going to be fun to watch. Glad I'm not on that trip. It's a brutal trip to Brazil. It's awesome. It's fun. It's party central. The beaches are incredible. The sights are incredible. But it's a brutal trip to get to Brazil.
Josh Allen got an extension.
Not the quarterback.
Yeah. The edge guy for the Jacksonville Jaguars. 5 years, 150.
88 guaranteed.
88 million guaranteed. Yeah. Seven of the nine players that were franchise tagged this offseason, they got long-term deals. Allen, Giants with Brian Burns. They made the trade with the Panthers. L'Jarius Sneed traded from Kansas City to the Titans. Justin Madubuike with the Ravens. Jalen Johnson with the Bears. Michael Pittman with the Colts. Kyle Duggar with the Patriots. Only T. Higgins and Antoine Winfield, they were not given long-term deals after getting franchise tagged.
As far as the Jaguars are concerned, I am just keep doing what you're doing, man. Keep paying a lot of people. You still got to pay Trevor Lawrence. You got all kinds of stuff going on. They are going to be in cap hell. They better win early.
Matt Rhule, he had some time with Bill Belichick.
Long time.
Here is Matt Rhule talking about his time with Bill Belichick the other day at Nebraska.
So smart, has seen so much that he can make the complex so simple that it humbles you and embarrasses you. I was embarrassed yesterday listening to him, how smart he is, how simple it was. He went 4.5 hours with the coaches. Forget the clinic. Like, he came in and met with our coaching staff. But 3.5 hours in, I was like, Coach, would you like a water, a coffee? Would you like to use the restroom? Because I desperately had to use the restroom, you know? And he's like, I'm fine, Matt. I was like, yes, sir. And just sitting there and just talking, right? And just his recall from things 15 years ago. The only reason why we don't get through more information is because he's having to slow down to make sure you understand what he's saying. I mean, so you have this man who's a savant, right? Who's been a defensive coordinator. He's been a special teams coordinator. He's coached, you know, he could be an offensive coordinator. He's been a head coach twice, a GM person. I mean, he's talking about football in a way that just, like, I mean, illuminates things and makes things so simple that you're like, oh, my goodness.
Kind of corny, but I kind of respect that. I really do. Like, for Belichick to do that, 4.5 hours and then a clinic, pretty dang impressive. But, yeah, he was in awe. He loved him some Bill Belichick, that's for sure.
Albert Breer tweeted out, this is a bad look for NFL owners that 7 jobs were open and Bill Belichick was ready to work and no one hired Bill Belichick.
Bill Belichick has a say in that?
Well, I mean, it's also, you're not just hiring the coach, you're hiring him as
everything.
GM. Yeah. If you hire Bill Belichick, there's a case to be made that you're basically firing yourself.
True.
Right?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Aren't you saying, like, if you bring in Bill Belichick and he's going to get what he wants and he's going to get to call the shots... You can make a case that hiring Bill Belichick is basically firing yourself.
Are you taking the demotion?
I think you can make a strong case. Yeah.
So I don't know if that's necessarily fair to just label it like that if you're Albert Breer.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. But it's pretty dang impressive for Belichick to do that. And I guess, I don't know if they paid him for it or whatever, but...
Seems like he's making the rounds. Wasn't he at Washington the other day? He was wearing full Washington.
Oh, yeah. Gear. Yeah, I did see that. Yeah.
What's he just going to do? Offer his services everywhere?
Yeah. I mean, the guy is legendary. You know, whatever you want to say. Tom Brady this, Tom Brady that. I mean, he's been, especially on defense, you know. And listen to Matt Rhule. By the way,
I don't really like the way Tom Brady's been disrespecting Belichick since he retired.
Has he?
You wouldn't be what you were without Belichick, Brady. Clown.
Damn.
I mean, you didn't see that documentary? I mean, good God.
Yeah.
Tom Brady acts like he was the number one overall pick.
Here's where I went with
show some respect.
With Matt Rhule.
To the GOAT. GOAT.
When he says, I was embarrassed, you know, listening to...
He's exaggerating.
No, but how'd you like to be a Carolina Panthers fan? No bleep. He knew a lot more football than you? I was embarrassed how much football he knew. Yeah, we are aware. We understand.
Is he going to turn around Nebraska or what?
I don't know if anybody...
When is Nebraska going to be decent? Why do they stink so bad?
I don't know if anyone's going to turn Nebraska.
Why do they stink so bad?
A number of things have gone against Nebraska.
Yeah, I know the old school scholarships, yeah, the offense, that's one. All that. But why is Nebraska so trash?
Conference.
Big Ten.
NIL.
Iowa does work in the Big Ten.
Yeah.
Scoring 3 points a game.
Yeah, NIL. Nebraska's not a big... Remember, I was looking at all the NIL stuff yesterday, and I saw Nebraska was pretty low, too. A lot of things are going against them, man. Lots. And keep in mind how long it's been. Like, it seems like yesterday for you.
No, nobody remembers Nebraska.
Like, it seems like yesterday for you and me.
It's Eric Crouch, that was...
Yeah. 25?
A long time ago. Yeah, 25 years ago.
Yeah. So, if you're a high schooler, you never thought Nebraska was squat in your whole entire life.
I think they should just go back to running that offense.
Wishbone?
Like Army and Navy do. Yeah. But do it with better talent. Their fans would get so giddy.
Yeah, they would. But
you imagine?
I don't know. They're great fans. I don't know how we get to applaud
Why do you hate on Nebraska fans so much? They are great fans.
They are great fans, but I think, you know, they're kind of reading their press clippings a lot on some of these. We have to. Hey, by the way, don't forget to applaud for the other team when they leave the field. Yeah, because nobody's ever done that. Like, that makes you a great fan?
I don't
fan.
Know that too many teams do.
But that makes you a great fan?
Well, they did.
You beat the hell out of a team by 40 points, and then you're like, good job, guys. We're
they
all
did it for Ricky Williams
for
after
you.
They upset him in Nebraska.
They
gave
did
him,
do that.
They gave him some respect.
They did do that.
That was the one.
Because
then,
they got the memo.
But then since
because
then,
they passed the word.
No, but I think that was authentic, and then since then they've just kind
no,
of
No, they were, they've been doing
the
it. No. They've been doing it for decades. Yeah. Trust me on that. They it's like they have to, like, have this thing. You know,
so they applaud you. Thanks for coming.
Yeah, good effort. We respect you.
That's a whack tradition.
Yeah, it is. I'm telling you. Win or lose, we're gonna clap for them. Don't forget, guys.
It's like staying for the fight song.
Yeah,
you gotta stay and clap for these dudes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
I don't know why I got off on that tangent.
Have you got any more questions about this uniform thing that's going on in less than 2 weeks now?
Just like what they look like. And I tell people, well, I've told my kids and my wife.
Oh, you've told them?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, it's up NDA.
They can trust. I had them sign an NDA, too. A verbal NDA. But no, I just tell them, I can't tell you. I want to get your opinion when they come out.
Okay, that's all you say?
You didn't tell your wife?
No, she didn't care.
Yes, you did too.
I did not.
You didn't say they this or they that, the uniforms?
No, I just said I saw them. They're whatever.
Really?
Yeah. Straight.
What's whatever?
I mean, it's cool.
Whatever. Define whatever.
What are we allowed to say?
I don't know. Not much.
I think one of the uniforms will be in the conversation. I think I can say this.
Yeah?
Can I?
Well, let's hear it. We can dump it.
I think one of the uniforms will be in the conversation for worst uniform in football.
I think you can say that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of the uniforms
mm-hmm.
will be in the discussion.
Will one be in the discussion for best?
I think there'll be mixed reviews.
Mm-hmm.
I think the ones that have already dropped, those are cool. Those are a clear upgrade.
Yeah.
One of them, I think, will be in the discussion as worst uniform in the league.
Okay.
Is that fair?
No, that's absolutely
fair. Do you disagree?
No, not really. But the reason I'm pausing is because some people might love this particular uniform.
No way. There's no way. There is no chance that the one I'm talking about, and I want you all to hold me accountable to this for the 23rd. There is no way that there's four. We already know this. There is no way that the one uniform I'm talking about is going to be highly regarded. No way. There is no chance.
See, I'm traipsing lightly here.
Yes, traipse lightly.
Because I my whole thing from the very start is I don't want to say anything because I want the
I'm trying to say as much as I can for the people and not say anything. All I'm saying is one of those uniforms will be in the discussion as the worst uniform in football, and it will by far be the one that is looked at the worst. 100%. Figgy, am I wrong?
I don't know, man.
Okay. Okay.
I don't know.
Okay. You just don't want to say anything.
I got, man, look, I seen the uniforms on them dopes. So I got to see it on the, player, man.
Well, that's fair.
I got to see it on the player.
You got to see the one I'm talking about on a player.
I do.
Okay. I don't know if that'll be too hard to do. Coming up next, the internet is going nuts. One of the new faces of the Texans is pretty damn funny. And someone is facing three felonies for being too wasted. Next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
I got the internet going nuts.
Internet going nuts here on In the Loop on Sports Radio 610. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you here on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610. So one of the faces of the Texans is pretty damn funny. Sketch reel, a real sketch reel, sketch.
Mm-hmm.
Out there, I've watched him play probably 8 Madden games. I'll be honest, full disclosure, I listened to it in the car the other day, just like the best of, just listening mm-hmm. to him play Call of Duty and all that and Madden. And he has
check
a partner.
Check you out, man.
He has a partner who he plays with, and they kind of troll each other. They kind of feed off of each other.
Yeah.
I think his name's Zach. But I went down a sketch rabbit hole. Big one of the faces of Texans fandom, and C.J. Stroud's cool with them. And I pulled a couple of clips of this guy. This guy's absolutely hilarious.
No, he's awesome.
First of all, I don't know if he's in his 30s. I don't know if he's in his late 20s or what.
He looks like young 20s, mid-20s maybe.
But he smokes a lot of weed. He plays video games.
He talks
looks goofy.
About himself.
But this was him. These are two clips from Sketch as the internet goes nuts, and he is a viral sensation. This is him unboxing. So I guess he gets a gift, and he gets one of those, like, disposable toothbrushes where you have, like, the ones that you replace.
Yeah.
This is clip one of Sketch unboxing.
Next thing. Another warning sign just realized. And these things are going to stay in the box, and I'm going to throw them at homeless people if... Never mind. That's too far.
It was like an electric toothbrush, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
So then, I guess behind him, there's some Nerf guns.
Yeah, on the couch.
And he has some Nerf guns on the couch, and people are asking him about the Nerf guns. And this was Sketch's explanation of why in the hell a kid in his 20s has Nerf guns just sitting on the couch.
These Nerf guns. Why do I have so many? I play with the kids on my street. They don't have enough money to buy the guns, so I buy them. Next question, okay? Probably shouldn't have said that. Now you're going to think it's weird. It's not fucking weird. It's cool to play outside. My neighbors are young. I live in a cool neighborhood. I don't play with kids like that. I'm cool with kids. That's not going to sound good either.
Dude has 5 million followers.
I got the internet going nuts.
All right, so this was kind of angering for me. First thing I always do, I'm sure you do the same thing. Let's see what's trending. Let's see what the Astros are doing. Texas, blah, 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 blah. Gene Hackman was trending.
Yeah.
The great Gene Hackman.
What did he do? He did Hoosiers, right?
Hoosiers. He did, you can go back 50 years.
Hoosiers is what he's known for, though.
Among others, yeah. I think he did The Great Gatsby, one of those legendary old movies. Or whatever. So the New York Post apparently was following him, a photographer. Keep in mind, he's now 94 years old and looked pretty much like he's 94 years old, kind of hunched over, gray everywhere, you know, sort of drawn and withered and all that. And the Post did a story about how he looks scruffy and is wearing clothes nearly identical to the clothes he wore a week earlier. And the Post is getting destroyed.
What does that mean?
Yeah, they're trying to make
it. How old is he?
94.
All right, my grandpa wore the same damn sweatpants every day. Every occasion. He was 70.
Exactly. That's my point. And people are pouncing all over the New York Post. I'll be lucky to wear anything more than gym shorts when I'm 94. Like, that's it. No, that's it.
What do you think he's doing? Laying out his fresh gear?
Have you seen the video? You need to make a point to look at the... He looks old, but he looks like an old man that's 94 and doesn't care. And that's what he is. And so the Post is like trying to like shame him or look... You know how they like to say, look how this celebrity has changed and all? Yes. Yes, he's 94. And he's wearing the same pants he wore a week ago. Like I said, I'll be lucky to wear anything if I go get a cup of coffee.
I got the internet going nuts.
So Russell Simmons... he's still hiding, right?
Sort of, yeah.
What do you mean,
He'll pop out once in a while, but he's still
pop out where?
I want to say
the U.S.?
Not in the
he
U.S.
He commented on this.
On social media.
Yeah, but he's not.
Yeah.
He's not in
he's
the
not,
U.S.
He's not. I don't think he's here. No.
Russell Simmons, one of the co-founders of Def Jam. You might remember him and his wife, Kimora Lee Simmons. They have daughters. Their daughters have gotten older now. 21 years old to be exact, and their 21-year-old daughter, she's dating a 65-year-old guy who's a restauranter, mm-hmm. With whom she's on vacation with, The pictures have surfaced on TMZ. They're like making out. It's this young, thin, fit 21-year-old girl, and she's making out with some fat, old, crusty man.
Good for him.
On a beach. This is disgusting.
It is disgusting.
From every angle, this is disgusting.
It is disgusting. Like, it just...
this is awful.
You get...
Where did they go wrong?
Well, it's called daddy issues.
He shouldn't have gotten on that jet for a while. How long has he been hiding? How long has Russell Simmons been hiding?
I want to say maybe like 2 years. I want to say maybe it was around 2020, 2021, somewhere around there.
Okay, so when she was 17, he was gone?
Like, I don't mean to get too psychological here, but that has all the markings of daddy issues. 21-year-old girl dating a 65-year-old dude.
I mean, they did have issues.
That's what I'm saying.
It's going back and forth on social media.
Yeah, this is called revenge.
I want to say they have videos crying on social media and all that stuff, too.
No, it has all the markings. Deep-seated psychological issues. And that's how they show themselves.
Yeah. I mean, this is rough, man.
It was, like, hard to look at, to be honest.
Well, he left right in the middle of his stuff. He might be neighbors with Diddy pretty soon.
I got the internet going nuts.
So apparently Astros Twitter hates the new Astros social media administrator or admin. Have you been following this?
I seen it. I didn't know what they was talking about, though.
So I dug in a little bit. Like,
how obsessed with social media do you have to be to know that they have a new social media
admin? How did they know that?
There's that.
I can't tell.
I don't know who the...
No.
Admin is.
That's definitely part of it. The other thing that I was thinking of...
What are they hated about?
Well, I'll give you some examples here in a minute. Because it's kind of like mom joke kind of Twitter.
Oh, okay.
Mom kind of Twitter. But my thing is, like, this is a team Twitter account. Who cares? Like, team Twitter accounts are definitely going to be, you know...
Although they've gotten more aggressive.
Some have. Chargers, Texans a little bit, etc. So apparently that's kind of like the line of thinking. Whoever took over... the Astros social media administrator for their official account, that people are saying it's like a 45-year-old mom who's trying to be cool, you know, that kind of stuff. So see, these are some of the tweets. These new caps this new cap collection just dropped. It's the Big League Chew collection. And then the Houston Astros Twitter said, which one would you choose? Chewse. Kind of an eye roll. Astros scored a bunch of runs in the fourth inning the other day.
Why Lopez been so busy lately?
No. Why?
Oh, you running the account?
Yeah, that's a Lopez joke right there. That's where he's been.
Then they had a big inning the other day. Astros Twitter tweeted, fourth inning festivities. Okay. Then there's this one. It's my favorite one. After they beat the Rangers. We are Texas two-stepping around the diamond. This is Houston Astros Twitter.
After
doing
a split?
Yeah. It's
who's
corny.
Doing this?
It's some, like they say, they think
I'm
it's
kind of
like,
siding with them. Yeah. I was listening to this kind of, I'm kind of siding with them.
No, I'm not siding either way. I'm saying, like, apparently there's a new admin and they're getting destroyed because it's like some mom telling jokes.
Man.
Yeah.
So are they for sure it's a new person?
Now, that I don't know, but it seems like everybody seems to be.
It might be the same person.
They seem to be unanimous.
Astros Twitter's powerful, though. Todd Kallas apparently thinks that's the whole fan base.
Oh, that's right.
He ran a Twitter poll, and they don't like no hitters. And so because of the Twitter poll, majority rules.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Todd Kallas, he thinks highly of Astros Twitter, thinks that they're the entire fan base.
Hope
that
admin don't get fired then.
I got the internet going nuts.
We've talked a lot about Antonio Brown. It's just one of those days. He has a cracker of the day every day. Yesterday it was Morgan Wallen, who, by the way,
dumb.
This guy.
Dumb.
This effing guy.
Yeah.
He got drunk in Nashville on Broadway, and he threw a chair off of the roof. And ended up getting arrested.
Really stupid. What was it?
Well, there's more to this.
Yeah.
So he threw this chair off the roof when he was drunk. It happened to be while Broadway was very crowded. It actually landed a few feet away from some people.
From cops
and other people.
Say almost hit a cop.
Yeah. 3 feet. Now, TMZ got the video of the chair going over it. You almost have to track it like a UFO.
Yeah, they have to highlight
it. But he didn't just drop it. He flung this chair. You want me to tell you how much this chair weighed?
How much?
20 pounds. It's a 20-pound steel and wood chair.
Killed somebody.
I saw the picture of the could would have.
Yeah.
If it hits you, there's no chance there. Mm-hmm. You'd be better off getting hit in a car because at least you have some sort of chance. You get hit with this, you're done. He's facing 3 felony counts of reckless endangerment and a misdemeanor count of disorderly conduct. Goodness gracious, my man. It's one thing to get drunk. You are flinging a chair. That's the most annoying drunk to me. I remember I used to have...
The angry drunk, the violent drunk.
The aggressive drunk.
You go to Whataburger. This was the last time that this was in college, like early on.
Mm-hmm.
We went to Whataburger and one of these guys that I was with thought it would be funny to be throw ketchup on the wall and stuff.
God.
Dude, I slapped the living crap out of him in front of everybody. Someone has to clean this up, man. You're just throwing ketchup up on the wall. Those type of drunks are the worst. You're just going to throw stuff around and stuff.
Yeah.
He could have killed someone.
Absolutely.
Very easily could have killed someone.
Yeah. Yeah.
Might go to jail. Don't know.
I think he will do something. Definitely pay a lot of money.
But you know what else he's going to do?
What's that?
Go to rehab.
Oh, yeah. He's going to do.
I'm working on myself.
Yeah.
I've been stressed. He's had
mental
some
health.
Mental health.
Oh, yeah. He's had some of his country stars come out and say, y'all don't know what he goes through.
Oh,
he
God.
Goes through a lot of things.
Yeah, sure. So that he was the cracker of the day?
For Antonio Brown.
Yeah.
I got the internet going nuts.
Masters, baby. The Masters starts tomorrow morning. One of the greatest weeks in sports. If you didn't hear my money-making picks for you, I'm sure we'll have that somewhere, right, Figgy? Certainly on the Odyssey app.
By the way, I guess the Astros admin is gone, so yeah.
They did fire him?
Oh,
well, they went to take other jobs.
Oh, okay. So maybe. So Masters this week. If you didn't hear those picks, by the way, the Sports Business Journal reported that they're expecting 1,500 private jets at Augusta National Airport.
That's it?
1,500 private jets for one game?
Thought there'd be more than that.
One tournament?
Thought there'd be more than that.
Dude, that's a lot of private jets. For one tournament.
How much does it cost to rent one of those?
Well, you either rent it or you own it. If you rent it, I'm sure.
But does the price go up based on traffic?
Like
you can't just fly, right?
Well, you have to.
You can't just go out for a fly.
No, and you also have to pay for wherever they're going to park it. And, you know.
Yeah, oh, yeah, that's expensive. That's a few thousand a day.
Yeah, all that stuff.
Yeah, it's a lot.
It's wild, man. Ain't nothing like it. It's traditional. Unlike any other.
I got the internet going nuts.
So Jelly Roll was on a podcast called Canceled with Tana Mongo, if I'm not mistaken. Mongo, never heard of her. And he told a story about when he almost met P. Diddy.
All right.
Apparently, Jelly Roll was saying no Diddy before folks were saying no Diddy.
I did Kimmel the day Diddy did Kimmel.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And
he
it's
Diddler.
The first time, this is the first time in my career where they said, do you want to meet such and such? And I said, yeah, and I started walking that way. And as I was getting down the hallway, this is a true story, I said, nah.
Better not.
And went and got back in the car.
Really?
Swear. I don't know what it was.
Do you think you
And I made a joke
was
at first.
Like
I was
feeling?
Like, who don't want to meet the guy that got Tupac killed? And nobody thought that was funny. So I was like, oh, that's a bomb. Maybe I shouldn't go do this anyway. So I was already skeptical because I thought I had a funny one. And they were like, I probably wouldn't say that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And we were walking, I was just like, I don't know, it's just something like very seldom does things rub me in a way where I was like, I don't even know if that's a picture I want
to have.
Yeah,
to exist.
Yeah, because I've been in situations where, and I won't say this stuff, where I've like ended up in pictures with people I didn't want to be with. They're
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Hey, y'all get together, and you're like, yo, I don't really even know who this human is, kind of.
All right.
So he said it?
Say, yeah. So I guess the Astros admin you brought up is a Dodgers fan, they're saying. They tracked down.
I don't know how much of this I believe.
I saw 3 tweet texts, and they're saying I believe that it's a narrative on Astros Twitter though.
For sure.
Like I believe that it's a narrative on Astros Twitter.
Apparently, they found her LinkedIn.
She's a Dodgers fan.
Man.
So they're harassing
Poor
her.
Poor lady, girl, whatever. I think it's just funny, you know, that it's some corny mom jokes or whatever, preteen, middle school jokes. And stuff, and it's not very creative, but there's no cause to harass this person.
Well, Tell that to the...
But it's also Astros Twitter.
To the fine folks.
Yeah.
Shout out to Astros Twitter. Yeah. Y'all do y'all's thing. Yeah. Tough times on these streets.
Yeah, right
you
now,
you need to find who killed Tupac.
Got to take out our frustration on the ad, man.
Yeah.
Coming up next, one has to go. The game show, Sweeping the Nation. Next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thank you, Figgy.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop. With John Lopez and Landry Locker.
All right, one has to go here on In the Loop Sports Radio 610. It's the game show that has the world going nuts. Take it away, J-Lo.
Yeah, one has to go. Based on, we were talking yesterday about the receivers, and could be a log jam at wide receiver, and they still could draft a wide receiver. So you got to make the cut, man. Like at the wide receiver position, you generally keep, what, six? Something like that, maybe seven, but that's too many. So you got to make the cuts here on April 10th, 2024, knowing that who's going to be on the team, but who's not. John Mechie or Xavier Hutchinson?
Bye-bye, Mechie.
Man.
Bye-bye, Mechie. Hutchinson can play special teams, big body. I don't know that you need
us. He runs those reverses.
You don't need a slot receiver specialist when you have Stephon Diggs, Tank Dell, Nico Collins. And then Noah Brown. Noah Brown can line up in the slot, too.
Yeah.
Don't know what's going to happen with Robert Woods. I'm actually Jordan Whittington in the sixth round, even type, to give Mechie some competition, could do more stuff. So bye-bye, Mechie. Bye-bye, sir. Appreciate you, friend of the show. Thank you very much. Shout-out to Canada. Bye-bye.
Shout-out to Canada. You mentioned Robert Woods. Robert Woods or Steven Sims? There's a lot of receivers.
Can I say both?
No.
All right, well, I saved $5 million with Robert Woods. So, Robert Woods, you've joined this show many times. Much appreciation for you. Shout out to the West Side. Shout out to USC, but bye-bye.
Steven Sims, big-time special teams player, too. Here's where it gets interesting. Now these, I know they're going to have a logjam at wide receiver, even if they don't draft one. They could make a draft call at some of these positions, and or maybe just another call, and you're going to have to come up with this decision. So, I think you and I both think they're going to get a tight end at some point, right?
I do. I think that I don't think Brevin Jordan, I don't think you can lock him in as your number two tight end.
Okay, so I'm going to add him because I was just kind of assuming, well, they love him. He came on. He's here.
Yeah, I don't think you can rely on that.
You also brought up the point of why do you need so many receiving tight ends?
Yeah, you just added Stephon Diggs. You have more weapons on offense at receiver. Get a traditional tight end that can do a lot of things, that can block, that's perhaps even a better receiver than Brevin Jordan. If Brevin Jordan plays his way into being your number three receiver, great.
Yeah.
But I don't think you have your top two tight ends penciled in right now, not even by a little bit.
So one's got to go. Tegan Quatoriano or Brevin Jordan? Oh, or Dalton God. King, if you want to throw that in there.
Oh, King can go then. King can go.
Well, okay, how about Tegan Quatoriano and Brevin
Quatoriano
Jordan?
Quatoriano can't stay healthy. He's always hurt.
He's shown some flashes to be a right
He made a touchdown his first game, and he blocks better than he gets credit for, but he can't stay healthy. If he's healthy, I'd rather have Quatoriano.
Figgy, what do you think?
Yeah, Tegan got to go. He don't stay healthy enough, man.
Well, yeah. Brevin didn't either before last year.
No, that's the thing.
Yeah, that's true.
That's why you got me thinking
at
about
least
it.
Brevin had a year.
I think they need a tight end.
Yeah, they do. Here's an interesting one.
And we know they have Schultz. I get it.
So I went through all the Texans' official visits because we were talking, and we'll get to this. We're talking about the safety position. But they've also had three quarterbacks in or interviewed them at the combine officially.
Well, this could be the last year of Case Keenum, and it could be the last year of Davis Mills. So this could be a chess move where you bring in a developmental quarterback you have a cheap backup quarterback that's already a year in the system once those guys leave, and he's learned from whoever he's learned from. So
exactly.
Yeah.
All right, so
they had Spencer Rattler in.
One, they had him and a couple of others, and I forget who they were. I think the quarterback from Toledo.
Okay.
Yeah.
Big
Davis,
fan of him.
Davis Mills or Case Keenum?
Gotta go.
Gotta go.
Sorry, Case. Bye-bye.
See, I'd kind of make it Davis Mills.
Bye-bye, Case. Appreciate your service. Bye-bye.
They value them both, but
I watched the Browns game. Bye-bye.
I think they value Case Keenum a lot.
I watched the Browns game. Bye-bye.
I didn't say this one earlier, but I thought about it. Maybe it's dumb, but you got a bunch of DTs. Kurt Heinisch or Khalil Davis?
DTs?
Defensive tackles.
Oh, defensive tackles. I thought you were talking about Jersey Shore. DTs, Kurt Heinisch or who?
Khalil Davis.
Bye-bye, Heinisch. Take your...
I'm so glad you said that.
Take your natty light with you and your eye black and get out of here. Give me Khalil Davis.
Not that I'm against Kurt Heinisch. He's had some moments. Khalil Davis had more tackles for losses, more sacks.
Yeah, Khalil Davis is a spark, man.
Yeah. So bye-bye.
I like Heinisch, though, man. Yeah. I want to give him all the credit in the world. Obviously, I have to say goodbye here.
Yeah.
The fact that he's hung around for 2 years.
Yeah,
he deserves
undrafted.
A lot of credit. He has.
Yeah.
And he looks like Gene Hackman on the sidelines.
94-year-old Gene Hackman. Eric Murray or MJ Stewart? Now, let me make it clear here. They've had formal interviews with four safeties.
These are special teamers, though.
I know, but you're also looking at the safety position. I mean, you could throw Jalen Petrie in.
MJ Stewart's a good special teamer.
A very good special teamer. But when you add in the fact...
Get Eric Murray out of here. You don't even have to add any. Get out of here, man. I know that you don't make the money you got. I just want to move. Get out of here.
Why do you hate Eric Murray?
What do you mean? They paid him like he was like some sort of awesome starting safety. Jack Easterby and Bill O'Brien, he's still here. Mm-hmm. I like you, Eric. I like your role, but if I get a choice, bye-bye.
So what do you make of the four safeties that they've interviewed?
I like the fact that they are at least entertaining the possibility of upgrading at the safety position. I think it's important. I don't think you can ignore it.
We always talk about lying season, but when you have guys in for official interviews, it's hard to have four of the same position and think that's a lie.
Isn't this kind of the first big test of D'Amico Ryans? And maybe we can get into this a little bit later in the show tomorrow, but I think this is one of his bigger tests because something that even good coaches tend to do is sometimes they just fall in love with guys and they don't act proactive when it comes to upgrading them. And I think there's a couple of guys that you probably need to take a closer look at and not just assume that all is good.
And you're talking about Jalen Petrie.
I'm talking about Jalen Petrie. Yeah. I'm talking about Brevin Jordan. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about the interior lineman, depending on how you want to handle that situation. I'm talking about Damian Pierce.
Could be Damian Pierce, too.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. And I think this is kind of the first big test for D'Amico Ryans to see how he handles that. I thought he handled it decently with the Malik Collins decision.
See, I think that's a good example. I think he has players that he definitely likes, Petrie being at the top of the list maybe.
He benched him, though.
With Damian Pierce.
I think Caserio might like Petrie more than D'Amico.
Well, that's what I was going to say. I think there's players that he definitely likes. But he's not one of those guys that is necessarily blinded by it. Like, he understands. I love you, but...
Well, we'll see.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll see.
We'll have to see about that for sure, you know, if he can get blind. But he hasn't shown any indication of that yet.
Not yet, but it's the first test.
Mm-hmm.
First time we're going to get a look at it.
Yeah. So Davis Mills over Keenum or Keenum over Davis Mills?
No, Davis Mills is better right now.
I don't know. I think they love Keenum, but I think that for sure, the wide receiver position is where there's going to have to be more than one has got to go.
Yeah, they're going to try to upgrade. Some people think that's still a possibility in the draft. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why Robert Woods is still here, to be honest with you, but I mean, if they keep that, that'll be interesting too. Because Noah can line up in the slot.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, he's still here.
Save $5 million.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. I mean, there's going to be a lot of possibilities with the Texans in this draft. I just want to see where the loyalty lies. Are we going to sit here with Jalen Petrie? Like, Brevin, to me, like, one of the biggest mistakes I've made is assuming that Brevin Jordan is your tight end too.
Yeah.
That's not good.
Yeah.
I mean, I know he had some flashes. That's not good. You got to do better than that.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Playoff hero Brevin Jordan.
Good for him.
Yeah, come on, dog.
Yeah, he made a play. Good for
respect.
Him.
Respect.
That's fine. I mean, he's got the running back background. I love Brevin Jordan. Friend of the show, man. Good, great dude.
He's been great with us. He's been several times.
And I think you can make him. But you got to get a better team.
You don't love him?
Yeah, he can't block.
I got nothing against him. I just don't love him.
No. Yeah, no. Right. That's what Landry's saying right now.
I mean, I thought it was the offseason of upgrading anyway. You're looking at upgrading at linebacker, trying to upgrade your defensive line. You're trying to upgrade your running back position. I don't know why you wouldn't be looking at upgrading your tight end depth, right? Yeah. You brought back Dalton Schultz, but why wouldn't you want to get better behind him?
Or draft.
Just add to it. However you get it.
Yeah, you can get your crack at the first best tight end after Brock Bowers, perhaps. Did you guys hear what Lopez said to start the show? I mean, goodness gracious.
I'm sure it was brilliant.
He said, my man said.
Is this the Whole Foods thing?
Yes, he said you could go grow. He would go stock up.
Okay, so
Whole
we were
Foods
doing. Hold on, hold
shopping.
On. Let me do it like accurately.
I've been chilling out that all these.
Let me do it accurately. We had the one's got to go. That's what we were just talking about again. And so I kind of extended it into like our lives. I said you can only have one of these the rest of your life, breakfast tacos or HEB. And I said I got to have my breakfast tacos. You could always shop somewhere else like Whole Foods. What's wrong with that?
What's wrong
with that?
I'd say Kroger. I mean, if you're getting the home essentials at Whole Foods, whew.
Like you got to be done with breakfast tacos your whole life.
I ain't gonna do that.
Like you high
can't,
class.
Like you can't go to HEB and then make that. Breakfast tacos. You
no,
just gotta I, be
no,
done.
No, Whole Foods? Nah, there's something special about picking up those breakfast tacos, man.
Oh yeah, I'm with you on keeping the breakfast tacos, but Whole Foods,
sure, man.
Man, I got to drive pretty far to get to one.
Oh, shit.
There's one right around the corner
over here. We can make that work.
Yeah.
Go to Aldi's.
Is there an Albertsons around here?
Kroger.
Aldi's.
Aldi's world class.
Randall's. You can do that. But yes, but Whole Foods.
Hey, I'll tell you how grimy I am. I'm closer to a Foodorama than I am to a Whole Foods.
Oh, I love that.
I get to a Foodorama first.
How about a Fiesta?
Got to check those expiration dates.
I'm probably closer to a Fiesta.
How about a Fiesta?
You got a Foodorama. You better check those expiration dates.
You can just trust him.
What do you know about the Ticketmaster Fiesta days?
Ticketmaster Fiesta days?
Worked there.
Back when they had the Ticketmaster.
Oh, those. Yeah.
Yeah, worked there.
Oh yeah,
used to cash my. That was my very first job. Worked there for a week.
You worked at Fiesta.
Yeah, man.
A week.
Couldn't do the
what
EBT.
Were you doing, stocking?
I was a cashier, man. Stocking cashier.
Hey.
Wow.
When you would get the EBT in the line, man, it was like paper at the time. It was too long. I couldn't stand it. It's like, man, I got to get up out of here, man.
Where'd you go?
Too much EBT for
did
me.
Did you go anywhere else? Or?
Got me a job at the Galleria.
Okay.
Until they hired me at Walgreens, there on Post Oak and Orm. Shout out to Post Oak and Orm.
Oh, you did a stint at Walgreens, huh?
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. No, I worked there for years.
Yeah.
You did the pictures?
He saw one of his old coworkers' daughters and thought it was his old coworker.
Yes.
He got real confused the other
day. Yes. Oh, wow. Someone that I work with in a pharmacy tech, she was pregnant at the time. Okay. Yeah. So this is like 17 years ago.
Yeah.
She was pregnant at the time. I thought I saw her at Starbucks just about a couple of weeks ago. What girl looked just like her, turned out to be the daughter that she was pregnant with 17 years
That's
ago.
Badass. Wow. That would trip me out.
Yep. I went up to her. I was like, hey, did I work with you? And then once I got close to her, I realized this is not an adult, but she looked exactly like the person that I thought.
Great.
And it was the daughter.
And that's how he got arrested.
That'd be crazy.
Yeah, no, it was a weird feeling. It was a weird feeling. I was like, I'm sorry for approaching this 17-year-old girl.
But you had to, because it would have bothered you the whole time.
Probably I thought I knew her.
Bothering you.
I thought I knew her.
You did.
You kind of did.
I kind of did, yeah.
You didn't think wrong.
But I knew her before she knew herself.
Yep. Yes, you did. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. B. Scott in for Clint Sterner.
That's
You're
right.
Listening to KILT-AM, KILT-HD2. The Drive is live.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.